The first exercise is all about the law of reverse effect. One way to activate the law of reverse effect is to use the observer principle, which is to say that when people are under observation, they try too hard to be normal and they stop being normal as a result. The classic example of the law of reverse effect might be to tell someone you're about to throw them a ball or a towel or something, and tell them it's important that they catch it. Now, keep emphasizing how important it is that they catch it, and don't throw the ball yet or the towel yet. And the longer you delay, and the more you build up the importance inside their mind, the more likely it is going to be that they'll miss once you actually throw it over. Now, the key to this really is to make it important for them. The more trivial it is, the more unimportant it is to them to get it right, the more likely it is they'll just hand over the responsibility to their unconscious mind and probably get it right as a result. An example of this might be to put an extra bet on a tricky shot when someone's playing pool. So when you put a higher bet on it, as something which is significant, the chances are that the pressure will get to the person playing and is unlikely to make the shot. Now, you need to call the time and the person as well. For example, an expert pool player may well be used to the kind of pressure that you can already put on them, and you're more likely to lose your money. So always make sure that the level of pressure you put on, the level of importance, is a little bit greater than that person is used to. And suddenly, the law of reverse effect will kick in because they'll try a little bit too hard to get it right, and then will end up failing at the task in hand. Now, a little caveat. Just make sure you're nice to people. Don't do this when something of genuine importance is about to happen. So when your friend is about to go on that all-important first date, that is not the time to screw things up for him by engaging in the law of reverse effect. Be nice to the person, and I'm sure they'll be nice to you too.